This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Deme Bandabla. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi takes stock of situation after blast in New Delhi last evening. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla calls for special action plan for development of Northeastern states. Nagaland Chief Minister Nifu Ryo urges legislatures to reaffirm commitment to parliamentary democracy and cooperative federalism. Noni District Administration in Manipur bans hunting, catching, killing and selling of migratory armored falcons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took stock of the situation after a blast near the Red Fort in New Delhi last evening claimed at least 8 lives and spoke with Home Minister Amit Shah. A high-intensity explosion ripped through a car near the Red Fort metro station, gutting several vehicles. 24 people were injured in the blast that took place on a busy evening when the area was milling with people. The injured were taken to hospital. A high alert has been sounded in Delhi. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has called upon legislatures to frame policies through collective dialogue and public participation to ensure inclusive and sustainable development. Speaking at the inauguration of the 22nd Annual Conference of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, India Region Zone 3, at the Nagaland Legislative Assembly in Kohima, he urged public representatives to ensure that citizens' voices are meaningfully reflected in policy making. Acknowledging the northeastern region's unique geographical conditions and climate-related challenges, he emphasized the need for a special action plan for the development of the states and to specifically address emerging climate risks. He said the people of Northeast are vibrant and industrious and deserve greater opportunities to realize their abilities. The speaker stressed upon stronger collaboration among the center, state governments and local communities to harness the immense potential of the Northeast while preserving its rich biodiversity and cultural heritage. Nagaland Chief Minister Nifu Ryo has urged legislature to reform their commitment to parliamentary democracy and cooperative federalism, addressing the Conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 yesterday. He called for the association to continue playing a proactive role in shaping policies for inclusive development and greater integration of the northeastern region with the rest of the country. Mr. Ryo highlighted key development projects still pending in Nagaland, including the proposed Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research, the Sithu Airport, upgrades to railways and the Nagaland Institute of Medical Science and Research. He also raised concerns over the reimposition of the protected area permit in the state. The Chief Minister appealed to the Union Government for focused attention on Nagaland's infrastructure and connectivity. The Noni District Administration in Manipur has issued an order banning the hunting, catching, killing and selling of migratory birds including armored falcons, locally known as Akhole Puina. The armored falcon is a small raptor of the falcon family that migrates from eastern Siberia and northern China to reach Manipur. The bird stopped in the jungles of Tamenglong and Noni districts from October to November every year to build fat reserves. They fly 5 to 6 days non-stop across peninsula, India and Arabian Sea to reach the next step over Somalia. The order issued today said that the consumption or possession or otherwise of this migratory bird is a punishable offence under Section 50 and 51 of Wildlife Protection Act 1972. All villagers have been ordered to deposit their air guns to the authorities until the last flock of armored falcon leaves their roosting place or till the end of this month. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday inaugurated the year-long Golden Jubilee celebration of the Amlaram Civil Subdivision in West Jaint Tehsil District. The celebration is being held on the theme Amlaram at 50, the legacy of leadership, the promise of tomorrow. Joined by Ministers Susthena Sautun and Lakhanan Rimbun, Chief Minister Sangma unveiled memorial tablets for Long Talang Government Secondary School's upgrade and laid foundation stones for 2 multipurpose halls. He also announced 20 lakh rupees for the celebration, a mini secretariat and the Amlaram water supply scheme. At the International Conference on Sustainable Development held at Rajbhavan in Shillong yesterday, Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijayashankar cautioned against monoculture plantation practices, highlighting their threat to ecological balance. Referring to his visit to Lomsop at Benin, he noted the dominance of non-native pine trees and urged restoration with indigenous species. The two-day event organized by Northeastern Hill University's Economics Department, along with other organizations, featured a keynote by Professor A.C. Mohapatra and discussion on sustainable development in Northeastern India. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday attended a CM Connect block-level community interaction program at Amla Rampur Playground. The initiative enabled citizens to raise their concerns directly while officials from various departments shared suggestions and ideas. Expressing satisfaction, the Chief Minister said the program has become a vital platform for shaping effective governance and people-centric policies. He emphasized that such interactions strengthen trust between the government and citizens, ensuring that development reflects the real needs and aspirations of the people. East Khasi Hills Superintendent of Police Vivek Aim has stated that there is no pressure to release the arrested leaders of the Meghalaya Commercial Truck Owners and Drivers Association. The leaders arrested during an incident at Moring Kineng Junction face four cases, including stone pelting and damage to vehicles. The bail decision rests with the judiciary, the SP told reporters yesterday. Mr. Aim explained that the crowd had been warned by the magistrate on duty not to obstruct truck movement, but they resorted to violence, prompting police to use mild lathi charge. The SP dismissed allegations of police excesses, stating that this action was minimal and necessary to restore order. In Manipur, the Sardar Unity March was held in Bishnupur district, honoring Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel's legacy and to strengthen the spirit of nationalism. The event was organized by District Administration Bishnupur under Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports and in collaboration with My Bharat Bishnupur and NSSL Manipur. Rajya Sabha member Maharaja Leshamba Sanajoba, along with Bishnupur Deputy Commissioner Pooja Ilangbam, flagged off the Sardar 150 Unity March. Students, My Bharat volunteers and members of the Bharat Scouts and Guides participated in the march. MP Maharaja Leshamba Sanajoba appealed to the youth of Manipur to cultivate patriotism, civic responsibility and self-reliance. He urged them to work towards building an Atma Nirbhar Bharat by promoting good habits and contributing their best to the nation's development. The 31st National Strength Lifting and Incline Bench Press Championship 2025 was inaugurated by the Minister of Sports and Youth Affairs, Government of Sikkim, Raju Basnet, at Indoor Gymnasium of Poljor Stadium in Gangtok yesterday. The 4-day-long championship is being organized by Sikkim Strength Lifting Association under the aegis of the Indian Strength Lifting Federation. Around 600 athletes from different states are participating in the different categories of the championship, which will close on 13th November. Sikkim is hosting this prestigious national championship for the first time, coinciding with its 50 years of statehood. Before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi takes stock of situation after blast in New Delhi last evening. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla calls for special action plan for development of northeastern states. Nagaland Chief Minister Lefirio urges legislatures to reaffirm commitment to parliamentary democracy and cooperative federalism. Noni District Administration in Manipur bans hunting, catching, killing and selling of migratory armor falcons. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.